listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today we want to talk about Christ our life and talk about it from Colossians chapter 3, verses 2, 3, and 4. Here are those verses. Set your mind on things above, not on things on the earth. For you died, and your life is hidden with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Paul spoke to every Christian, telling us all to set your mind on things above. You can set your mind on things below, or on things above. Always remember that the best Christian living comes from minds that are fixed on heaven. They realize that their lives are now hidden with Christ in God. And since Jesus is enthroned in heaven, their thoughts and hearts are connected to heaven also. We need to grow in our love of heavenly things. Think of what things belong to heaven. Well, God in his triune nature, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. We can say there's something of faith, hope, and love that belong to heaven. God's eternal word belongs in heaven, of course. And the people of God are connected to heaven. Christian, put your attention on these things. You used to give all your attention to things on the earth. Now, don't ignore earthly things. We should never think that all the things of this earth are evil. They are not. Still, do not set your mind on them. God created you and redeemed you for more than earth, but ultimately also for heaven. When Jesus came into your life, God regarded it as if you died with Jesus on the cross. Now, your life is hidden with Christ in God. It's hidden, so it isn't always obvious to us or to other people. It is hidden, so it is safe and secure in Jesus Christ. This is all real for those of whom it can be said, Christ who is our life. Notice that Paul wrote our. That means that is for all of us. It's not just for apostles or super Christians, but for all believers. Sometimes we say of a person, music is his life, or sports is his life, or he lives for his work. Now, we can be involved in music or sports or, of course, our careers, but of the Christian, it should be said, Jesus Christ is his life. The wonderful promise is that when Christ, who is our life, appears, then you also will appear with him in glory. Think about it. The promise of the return of Jesus is not only that we will see his glory, but that we also will appear with him in glory. This is the revealing of the sons of God mentioned in Romans chapter 8, verse 19. And on that day, all will see the saints of God for what they really are, not as they merely appear to this world. The world never saw Paul for who he really was. The Christians in ancient Colossae may not have seen or understood who they really were in Jesus, but it would one day be revealed. The same is true for you and me as believers in Jesus Christ. The coming of Jesus will reveal who we really are in all God's glory.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.